Well, some of the documents, as you see if you go to the exhibition, originals of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. And they say, well, how can you have the original amendments? Well, back in the 1870s, there were 35, 40 states at the time, and each state capital was to receive an original amendment to the Constitution. And they didn't have FedEx or UPS back in those days. They had stagecoaches. And so I think some of these amendments fell off the back of the stagecoach, as they say. And because it doesn't say Tennessee or Oklahoma at the top, it's not identifiable which amendments were to go to which states. So perhaps, like now it's 1910, say, and a clerk in the state capitol says, hey, we're missing the 14th Amendment. Then they would go to Washington and say, send us another original. And then they would have a complete set. But the other ones are able to be traded in the marketplace. I bought these from a private dealer, and I think they're fascinating because they are true history.
Are these handwritten documents or are they typeset from the day?
That's a very good question. The 13th Amendment copy that I have is actually handwritten, but the 14th and 15th, I think, are from 1867 and 1869, and they're printed. So I guess they said, you know, enough with this handwriting stuff. We're just going to print them from now on.
You have a printing from 1864 of the Emancipation Proclamation that was actually signed by Abraham Lincoln. What was this document for? How many of these were around, and how'd you end up with one?
The Emancipation Proclamation copy I have was made for something called the Philadelphia Sanitary Health Fair, which was held in Philadelphia in 1864 to raise money for sick and wounded veterans of the Civil War. And my idea of what happened was someone said, hey, you know, that proclamation we came out with last year went over very well. Let's print 48 copies. We'll get Lincoln to sign them, and we'll sell them to raise money for the veterans. And they sold for about $10 each. There are 26 that are known to exist today. And I think 22 of those are in public institutions and 4 are in private hands. I bought this one shortly after my mother passed away, and she had depression. And it was terrible for the last 10 years of her life. I had gone to a silent auction to buy historical documents, and the man, Seth Kaller, kept calling me. And we got together after she passed away, a couple of months after she passed away. And he said to me, what do you want, George Washington letters, Thomas Jefferson letters? I said, well, what else you got? And he said, well, I do have this one thing, but you wouldn't be interested, like in the old movies. And he told me it was the Emancipation Proclamation. And it was like a lightning bolt in my head. And I used the insurance money from my mother's passing to buy the Emancipation Proclamation. And it was very emotional and personal to me because she was emancipated from her depression. And it was all very intense. So that's how I came to buy that document. And people say, well, you have a lot of art. What's your favorite thing? And pretty much all my artworks are tied for first. I just care a lot about them.
Mm-hmm.
But if there were a fire, God forbid, the Emancipation Proclamation is the thing I would carry out.
You have a lot of historic documents there from the early history of the United States. Plus, you also have some modern works that could be called protest pieces. What is it about these pieces that you think they go together in the same exhibit?
Well, let's take, for example, the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. It guarantees equal protection under the law. And I think the 14th Amendment is tied for first with the First Amendment as being the most important. And in this exhibition, there are documents about the Black Panthers, documents about freedom, obviously. And it's just, I want to put these things together to make people think and to make them say to themselves, this has been going on for almost 250 years. We live in the United States of America, and everyone is equal. And I wanted to show that it's not as simple as people make it out to be, these United States of America. In front of the exhibition is a piece of mine called Warning, Perception Requires Involvement. And that's by an artist named Muntadas. And I think it's a poster that should be on the front of every school classroom and every museum and library in the world. Because if you want to understand stuff, you must become involved. And the material in his exhibition is very dense and thick, and there's a lot of depth to it. And I wanted to put these historical documents with the contemporary art to show that art can lead culture, and art can hopefully influence politicians as much as the real world influences artists.